American and Iranian officials are not at the same negotiating table today, but they are in the same city. Negotiations to bring the U.S. back into the Iranian nuclear deal are getting underway in Vienna. The deal restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief in 2015, but former President Trump pulled out, slapped even more sanctions on Iran, and since then, Tehran has increasingly violated the terms of the deal. Jim Walsh is here and now security analyst. He's with MIT's Security Studies program. Jim, good to speak with you.
Good to be with you, Peter.
The U.S. and Iran, not really on talking terms here. They're not going to be in the same room. How's this negotiation going to work?
Well, we're going to use intermediaries. You'll remember that this nuclear agreement with the U.S. and Iran had actually several other parties, Russia, China, Britain, France, the European Union, and they will be the go-between. So when the U.S. pulled out of the deal, it wasn't technically allowed to sit in on a meeting of the agreement. So the remaining parties are meeting today in Vienna. They are all members of the agreement. And then the U.S. is, you know, just outside of the room since it's not a member of the agreement. And then you'll have people shuttling back and forth. And some of the early reporting suggests that they're making progress and they're going to move from this sort of thing to setting up working groups to try to hammer out the sequencing. Because, and we've run into this before, Peter, going back to 2013, 2015, sometimes at the UN, when the two leaders say they want to meet with each other but then don't, it's a matter of who goes first. Neither one wants to go first, so someone else is going to have to clear the path for them.
Robert Malley, the Biden administration special envoy for Iran, spoke to Morning Edition today, and he talked about the country's compliance with the deal or lack thereof. Let's listen.
Well, every day that goes by, they're more out of compliance because they have obviously increased their stockpile of enriched uranium. They are experimenting with centrifuges that are more advanced than the ones that they were supposed to be using.
So this is kind of starting from a tough spot. What are the sticking points in this negotiation?
Well, it's tough and it isn't tough. I mean, in some ways, it's the definition of low-hanging fruit. It's not like they have to negotiate a new agreement. They already have an agreement that they all have already signed, that everyone agreed was working at the time that the U.S. pulled out. So it's sort of there, but it's the politics. It's the politics back home in Tehran, the politics back home in Washington. I think we have a president who's very much focused on his domestic agenda. And his political counselors are focused on the domestic agenda, and the foreign policy folks are sort of catching up. But your quote from Rob Malley is an important one. It is true that each day that passes is a day that Iran builds up more of its nuclear capacity. But I would say each day that passes is also a day that makes it harder to get back the agreement. And we don't want to face a situation where we fumble this away. No agreement. Iran is unregulated, pursues, you know, whatever it wants without any regulation or restriction, and we find it the politics too difficult to get back to where we hoped to be. So I hope the president acts quickly, because I agree every day that passes poses more danger.
Well, to that point, there's some analysis from CNN today that says essentially the U.S. and Iran are in the same place they were 6 years ago when that agreement was signed. The U.S. would rather have an economically secure Iran rather than a nuclear Iran. And Tehran would rather have sanctions relief and a strong economy than a nuclear bomb. Neither side certainly wants a war. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, these are voluntary agreements. Countries only stay in agreements if they think they're getting something out of them, that they're better than the alternative. And I think that's why we got an agreement from countries that don't like each other very much and continue to have problems in their relationship. Why did they do it? Because it was in everyone's self-interest and best interest. I think that's true here. But what colors that and what will color that in the future going forward is politics. I mean, president has an agenda to defend. Rouhani, you know, there's a presidential election coming up in Iran. So, yes, even though I think interest will prevail, but politics may make that difficult.
So if that's the case, and I have less than a minute here, is it likely that we're going to get a deal out of these talks?
I think we will. Again, all the hard work is done. You know, and experience tells me if you go back to 2015, 2013, and 2015, when we ran into these sequencing problems, when they were even more extreme because we didn't have an agreement, no one wanted to be seen in the same room with one another, we managed to find a way to get it done. So I think they will manage a way to get it done, but it could get away from them. So we'll have to stay tuned.
Certainly will. Jim Walsh, here and now, security analyst. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.